Noted theologian Karl Rahner once lamented that if you took the doctrine of the Trinity out of modern Christianity, most churches and religious literature would remain unchanged. That's a scary prediction, but it did get me thinking about how important this concept really is. The doctrine of the Trinity proclaims the mystery that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are fully God and personally distinct from one another. The God of the universe, revealed through the Incarnation, is really a communion in which there is a continual giving and receiving of holy love and glory to and from one another. And while this doctrine can seem kind of heady at first, it's crucial to our understanding of every other core Christian concept, from creation to atonement and redemption. But this doctrine should also have a transformative effect on our daily lives. From the moment we wake up in the morning to the moment we finally go to sleep, our triune God is calling us into this fellowship. He's not an old man on a mountain who forces us to come to him. Instead, our relational God came down to us, the Father sending the Son, who remained in one being with the Father and Spirit, and took on our flesh to dwell among us. By his atoning sacrifice, the Son has redeemed humanity and brought us back into communion with God. And as the Holy Spirit continues to minister, our Heavenly Father calls us to join with him. Accepting this mercy should transform us into living channels of his grace, inviting others into the fellowship and communion of our triune God. I know it can be hard to fully understand this doctrine, but I believe that we're called to wrestle with this mystery, continually seeking the face of our Father by our relationship with Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I can tell you from experience, it's well worth the effort. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.